Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Angelo Acerbi, Fred Film Radio from the Venice Festival, from the Critics Week. And here with Yasmin Benkiran. Good morning. Well, good afternoon. I still think it's morning. Director of the film Queens, Malikat, the original title, which is a road movie, a runaway movie.
It's a road movie.
I was trying to create a new definition, but...
But it is kind of runaway because the three women... Du coup, je parle en anglais. The three women are... that they have the police against them, mm-hmm. so they have to go fast not to be catched by the police, but they have a truck, a big truck. They are driving a truck.
So the obvious first question is... Where does this film come from in terms of content and ideas?
I think I grew up in Morocco, and when you are 17 in Morocco and you're not really into cinema, you feel like the two choices you have is adventure films with Americans saving the world and social dramas with Arabic having issues. So the idea with Queens was really the will to create the movie I missed when I was 17. Arabic people, Moroccan women having an adventure movie. I love adventure movies. I think, well, this is... Spirited Away is one of my favorite movies, and I love the fact that we go into one word, one particular word of the director. I love like imagination, the power of imagination of create a new world. So the idea with Queens was to create an adventure film with this imaginative world.
With three women.
Three women, yes.
Three women, three women, different age.
Absolutely.
Different relationships amongst them, but that actually, the relationship changes throughout the film.
Yeah.
So one is abducted to run at the very beginning, but then she understands better. It's a film about pride and, I mean, strength and disobedience.
Disobedience, definitely disobedience. I think I love this word, and I think it's very, very important to disobey, especially or to think about disobeying. When someone asks you something, before you obey, we have to think, especially when the laws are wrong. I'm thinking about Morocco, and we have some laws. In Morocco, the sexual relationship are forbidden before marriage. Everybody is having sexual relationship without before marriage. So we are... really fighting, the Moroccan are fighting to abroger mm-hmm. the law. How do you say abroger?
Abrogate.
Abrogate the law. And when you live, but it's not about Morocco, it's about everywhere in the world. We always have to question the laws. And when we do not agree with the law, to disobey. I think disobedience is something very important, and it has to be with freedom.
Which brings us back to the lead character of your film.
Yeah.
Well, there are all the three are lead characters, actually. But at the beginning, the action is driven by this woman. She is in prison. She has a daughter, and his daughter is going to be put in an institution. She doesn't want that, so she ran away with the daughter. So this is a disobedience, you know. This is again
is disobedience, and even Asma. One of the turning points of the movie is when Asma, who is taking she's an hostage at the beginning of the movie.
Yeah.
At one point, she decides to break the law and to go with the voyou, the gangster. Mm-hmm. The woman we are following is the gangster. So this woman is taken as a hostage, and she decides to go with the gangster to disobey. And with disobedience, she wins freedom.
Yeah. And there is another side of this film which is very fascinating, which concerns the little girl.
Yeah.
And it's about the huge imagination that this little girl has, and her her convention about Jean, about witches, about superpower and magical figures that she brings to us. And at the very beginning, we don't believe her, of course. I mean, you know, she's a kid, she has these ideas. But then, as far as the movie goes further, we start to question this idea that we had about her.
Absolutely. There are two ideas here. The first one is to play with genre. It's not to give a movie, it's a road movie, the quote of Thelma Louise is like,
obvious.
And then it's to twist les attentes du spectateur, what the viewer is expecting. To twist. He's expecting something and we're giving him something else. And it's just to play with codes. And I love mixing genre. Mm-hmm. In the movie, there is a lot of humor too.
Oh, yeah.
We just switch. We play with codes. It's a playful movie. The whole beginning, it's a playful movie to play with the history of cinema, with quotings. What am I saying that? Because of the little girl.
Because of the little girl, yeah.
So the idea was to mix genre first, and then to play with the Moroccan codes. For example, in the movie there are satellite dishes. A lot of things are happening with satellite dishes because there are satellite dishes all over the country. So those are clin d'œil. How do you say clin d'œil?
Wink.
Wink, yeah. And about Aïcha Kandisha is a witch, very, very, very known in Morocco. And what I wanted to do is to do as the European feminists did in the 70s. They took the witch and they make her a positive figure, a subversive figure. So now the idea was to play with our codes, with Moroccan figures, to take our witch and to make her this subversive figure. So Kandisha is the subversive figure, and we are rewriting the tale of Kandisha to make it like the new subversive and modern figure of feminism.
Which, and also kind of a little a version of a superhero as well. She has, you know, she has this kind of being over us and being able to do things that we cannot do in order to help us. So this is what a superhero does normally. And I can't spoil the ending.
Yeah.
But the ending is really visually astonishing and poetic as well. Which is, I mean, you were saying you like to change genres, but in this case, you bring us in a totally different world compared to what we heard and what we saw before.
Absolutely.
Which is clever, but could be risky as well.
We need to take risks in cinema. Or we all make the same movie again and again. No, honestly, I believe in taking risks in cinema. I think it's important to take risks. And I think if you rewatch the movie knowing the end, we're not going to spoil the end, you're going to figure out that the story about the end is here at the very, very beginning. It's the first scene. It's the opening scene. So for me, it's part of the movie because this is why the story starts.
Yeah, yeah.
The whole thing starts with that. So it was organic
for me to tell
this story.
One last question, which is a more technical. And like 2/3 of the film takes place in the desert.
Yeah.
More or less. And so how difficult was productive-wise and shooting-wise? she's already shaking her head. So very much, I believe. How difficult was it and how long was it?
It was terrible. No, I'm kidding you. But we had the chance to have a very, very, very incredible crew. But it was very difficult because we were shooting with a truck, a 15 tons truck. That we have to move all around Morocco. I'm from Morocco. There are a lot of shootings in Morocco, and I absolutely didn't want to shoot movies in Marrakesh and in Ouarzazate, which are the main places where people shoot films. I traveled a lot when I was a kid with my mother. I know Morocco very well, so I wanted to travel around Morocco, which was to film those incredible landscapes, and it was quite difficult because we had like 8 hours driving to go from one set to another set. We had only 5 weeks, which is very, very short.
Oh yeah, especially if you have to travel that much.
We were shooting, traveling, and desert water, this big crazy truck, which il est tombé en panne.
It stopped working.
It's a beautiful but very old truck.
Very vintage, so very, very visual, but not...
Very visual, but driving the truck is a nightmare. And you can ask the actress. She drove the truck. She did it herself. She's incredible doing that, but it was... Well, it was a big challenge to manage the truck.
Well, big challenge to manage the truck, big challenge to shoot in the desert, big... challenge to have a film like this done.
I think we love challenges.
You love challenge, and luckily you took one because the film is really, really good. So
nice.
here here you are in Venice. So what else can you ask?
Thank you.
So thanks a lot to Yasmin Benkeren, director of Queens, from this Critics Week at the Venice Film Festival. I am Angela Cerbi for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.